paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Daniel Roth is the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn, and Dan recently talked to someone who knows all about isolation, withdrawal, and anxiety. How you doing, Dan? Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back here. Yeah, had a really interesting conversation this week with Scott Kelly, who is an astronaut who has spent more time in space than any American astronaut ever, 540 total days spent in space. And so we talked to him about dealing with isolation, with living in small quarters with other people, learning how to get along, how to manage stress, anxiety. Obviously, a lot of issues that many of us are dealing with in these crazy quarantine times.
Yeah, he was on four space flights, one shuttle flight, and then I think three space station tours of duty there. And let's see, his sister-in-law is Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And he was in space when she was shot. And his twin brother is married to her.
Right,
exactly.
So
we talked about that, yeah.
When you were talking to astronaut Scott Kelly afterwards, did you feel better about the quarantine, Dan?
I felt like if Scott can manage his life and job while orbiting the Earth, we can probably manage this here. So I would say, if anything, he just kind of raised the bar for, you know, anxiety. It's like, all right, well, whatever I'm dealing with today, at least I'm not trapped above the Earth trying to make a toilet work and do extra spacewalks and, you know, operate in that environment. So that was good. But I think the one thing, the biggest tip that I got from him that I really appreciated was the need to stay in constant communication with teams. He talked about managing not just people on the space station, but people down on Earth, and constantly, like, just asking the question, how are you doing? And he said, like, the ground control was there to make sure the astronauts were doing okay, but as a leader, it was his job to make sure the people on the ground were also doing okay. And just that constant, very lightweight staying in touch really helped with isolation. I thought it was a really important point. And the other one was just to have a routine. Even though he was working every day and he could never leave his office like many of us now, he set a very strict routine. And part of it was, this is the stuff I'm doing for the mission, and now I have off time. And he was really rigid about that. He really recommended that the rest of us do the same.
Let's hear a little bit of the interview Daniel Roth from LinkedIn did with astronaut Scott Kelly, and we'll get some tips here and a comparison between our quarantine on Earth and what happens to astronauts in space.
I think the first part about doing anything like this is just recognizing how critically important it is and how our actions not only affect our own personal health or the health of our family, but the health of society in general. So that was part of it. But I also had a plan, and my plan was to pace myself. It was about following a schedule that was very varied in how it was constructed. You know, I had time scheduled for work, which when you are sleeping at your office, basically, like a lot of us are doing, I think we need to, you know, consider that you could easily get burned out when you're going to sleep at work. When you wake up, you're still at work. So, you know, schedule time in your day to take care of yourself, time to do your work, time to take care of your environment, your house, to consider, you know, your resources that you have, you know, time that is a complete distraction from what our current situation is, like a hobby, time for exercise, time to get outside. My situation on the space station was a little bit different in that I knew how long I was going to be there approximately. But, you know, the fact that I couldn't see the end of it from the beginning meant that I had to kind of make this reference change in my mind that this is now my life. This is where I live. It will be over someday. I don't know when, but, you know, I want to do a good job and I want to do the right thing. So you know, I encourage people that schedule, have a schedule on the weekend that is different because you need to look forward to something. And then don't count the days. I tried not to do that in space. And if we do that here in this situation, it will serve no purpose.
Astronaut Scott Kelly talking with LinkedIn's Daniel Roth. My big takeaway from that, Dan, and I read most of the transcript of the interview too, was this business about looking forward to something instead of counting the days and being obsessed with how much longer this will go on. I think that's very good advice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's great advice, and there have been studies out of this is a strange metaphor, but there were studies out of Vietnam, to people who were prisoners of war, and the people who really did well, much better, and survived in a better way.
Yeah, don't take your dog with you in space.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. People who were able to just take it day by day, rather than thinking I'm going to get out of here by Christmas, I'm going to get out by Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what? If you're an astronaut, NASA kind of takes care of things like somebody will watch your dog while you're away.
Exactly. <That's right.
laughs> and somebody maybe will tend to your kids.
I got to tell you, before this quarantine, I never had dog issues at home. We just did a study on how many people are being interrupted while they're at work. And it's something like a quarter of people say that their pet is causing them problems while they're at work. And I've certainly experienced that at home. More than anything, is just figuring out ways to keep my dog from interrupting meetings. It's really, I was not prepared for that.
The kids are not a problem, but it's
kids
the dog.
Kids aren't a big problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, the dog's tails are, you know, spraying from wagon. They're very happy the master is home a lot, but it's almost too much even for them. So as far as Astronaut Kelly and his tips for surviving this quarantine, did he share with you any moments where he almost lost it? I mean, those astronauts are trained and, you know, they are they are not easily excited or rattled, but did he have moments like that or close to that in his isolation?
He said he had a few close, but as you point out, they are screened apparently to screen out anyone who does get irritated easily or maybe even semi-easily. So he's a very calm customer. What he said was, and I love this tip, was that he said, I always try to do a little bit more than the common work that you have to do. That's one of his great tips for being in close confines with people and seeing the same people every day. Try to do a little bit more than you're expected to do. He says, don't do too much more. You don't want to start picking up the load from other people. But he said the best crews he ever worked with were crews where the activities like cleaning and cooking and taking care of a place you're living in, where everyone does a tiny, tiny bit more than their share.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the secret. I've never heard that before. I love that idea. Tiny, tiny bit more.
Yeah, well, get your dog to help out a little more around the house. And finally, here's my update. I'm getting closer to getting all in with LinkedIn. I logged in yesterday and I put my password in. I think it was correct. And then I got the screen that says added security, and it gives you those squares. Click the areas where you see the bus or whatever it is. And I kept doing that. And then I kept getting more screens with different pictures asking me to do the same thing. And that's as far as I got. What happened?
You're a robot. I've got to get some support on this now. There is something that you're doing that makes us think that you are some professional hacker trying to, you know, take down LinkedIn, which you might be, Bob. I'm not totally sold yet that you're not. So, but let me start bringing in some of the big guns here to see what's going on. By next week, I would love, I just have a 1 week goal, like Scott says, just take do a little bit more than what's expected. I want a little bit more. I'm going to get you on to LinkedIn past the password security. That's my goal.
Well, I had that message that said, well, I don't know, 18 people were searching or were on your LinkedIn. And so I clicked in because I wanted to see who they were. And then eventually I had to go get to the login. And then I got stuck in those screens. So I'm glad that thanks to Daniel Roth, editor-in-chief of LinkedIn, the full support of the entire LinkedIn corporation worldwide is working on helping me get in on LinkedIn.
Priority one.
I thank you, Dan, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye, you too.
Say hi to Fido. It's news time in 2 minutes from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.